Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Rustenburg en Emalahleni 25, Pretoria 27 grade. Die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg het die ANC se aansoek om verlof tot appel van die hand gewys teen 'n uitspraak wat die party skuldig bevind het aan burgerlike minagting oor kaderontplooiingsrekords. Die ANC is beveel om onveranderde rekords van 2013 tot 2021 te verskaf wat e-posse en sosiale media kommunikasie insluit. Dit was toe President Ramaphosa, die adjunkpresident van die ANC, was. Uitspraak oor die interdik om die onderhoude van die regtelike dienskommissie wat vir maandag vasgestel is te staak is vir nou voorbehou. Die Hooggeregshof het die saak gister aangehoor na aanleiding van 'n uitspraak wat die MK-party se leier John Kloppe verbied het om deel te neem. Freedom and the Law se regsverteenwoordiger Max Du Plessis.
Until Dr. Kloppe obtains a court order overturning the interim interdict that has been granted by the Western Cape High Court, until he obtains that order overturning it, or he wins on appeal, or he wins in part B, he is interdicted. Full stop. My lord's point is the brute force of that order. And he cannot seek from my lord to undo that order because it's binding on him.
Vir meer besoek jacaranfm.com en klik op news. 'N Spesiale raadsvergadering om 'n nuwe burgemeester vir Tshwane te verkies vind volgende woensdag plaas. Die stad is sonder 'n burgemeester sedit Silja Brink verlede week tydens 'n moesie van wantroue verwyder is. Politieke partye het minder as 'n week oor om ooreen te kom oor 'n koalisie en 'n burgemeesterskandidaat. Nou in Limpopo waar polisiebeampte in hegtenis geneem is in verband met die moord op 'n taxi-eienaar buite Polokwane. Die voorval het 4 jaar gelede plaasgevind. Herbert Modiba en sy medebeskuldigde het van dese week in die hof verskyn en hul borgtog aansoeke laat vaar, polisiewoordvoerder Malasile Ladwaba.
Both suspects abandoned bail and their cases been postponed to the 13th of November 2024 pending police investigation.
Goeie nuus, Suid-Afrika is nou 191 dae sonder beedkrag. Eskom skryf dit toe aan sy opwekkingsbedryfsherstelplan wat jaar tot jaar 11.5 miljard rand in dieselkoste bespaar het. Woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
Top performing stations such as Kusile, Majuba, Camden maintained an EAF above 70%. Operational efficiency has been in line with the summer expectations. Diesel consumption remains significantly below projected figures for this summer and is considerably lower than the past 2 years.
En in Taiwan is 2 mense wat vermis geraak het te midde van die vernietigde wind en stortreën van tifoon Kraton dood aangetref. Die dodetal vir die storm wat die eilandnasie van dese week getuister het, het nou verdubbel. Ongeveer 20.000 mense is nog vanoggend steeds sonder krag, meer as 700 ander is beseer. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The Johannesburg High Court has dismissed the ANC's application for leave to appeal ruling over CADA deployment records.
Thank you, fabulous Chanel. You sound like you're in such a good mood. Are you going to stick around and do more news through until what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, okay, 12. Yeah. Hey! Nice to have the news delivered in such a friendly way. Why a donkey, sister. Right, where's the hits?
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes, yeah, I